Blog Talk Radio.
Kula tanya edame yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel abra bekokboch samayin asgeta kohulum tahayin asaye meskel abra bekokboch samayin asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars, full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul, the testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults.
Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie I. Everyone should I know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Selah, Selassie I. Aya Inge. Majesty, Empire, Celestia, Empress, Menenai, I.
Shabbat shalom, send that shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Fire, yeah, I like me. Let's from me tabernacle pan and Sabbath and a whole of meditation.
Money them a run down. Why them really go bow down? Judgment and them not look to the east. Tell me for the money them a run down. Why them really go bow down? Judgment and now no them not see. Tell me Allah say judgment and them not know where judgment appear from. Boy must it take rasp me body fear and. But I'm like Job and I'm like Aaron. Man and a father Albert, man a father Abram. Words in my mouth and the body in my right and come to separate the good, the good, the good from the gun. Yes, me have to want the United Nation. One as Verrotton, the one named Clinton. Here's a them go bow to the Pope and Satan. But I deep hope ya, man have to send the vacation. And God deep with the last cultivation. Not a prompting me nation. And the money them a run down. Why them really go bow down? That makes a them not look to the east. Tell me for the money them a run down. Why them really go bow down? That makes a now them not see the Pope and them a not job. Dropping me turban and me dropping me robe. Some tell them I'm my friend but them are too wet this sword. Never seen me with me burden, much less with me load. I'm corrupt in a sea of me from the road. You not read Zion, you not know the road code. Them not want me drive Benz and all Lexus afford. Me tamper them now like a toad. And the money them a run down. Why them really go bow down? That makes a them not look to the east. Tell me for the money them a run down. Why them really go bow down? That makes a now know them.
I and I say this to say that in the abundance of water the pool is thirsty, thirsty. But if our water is available but it's invisible, empty, 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 empty. In the abundance of food the pool is hungry, hungry. But if our food is not in those parts but still in belly, empty, empty. Is what you make it, so believe it or not. The wise man built his house on top of the rock. If you go build it from the sun, then you're a fool, idiot. Some of them must take away your thinking gap. Foundation of the deep and strong. Follow the footsteps of the wise man. How you pick us and up in a sinking sand. In a bitter world of competition. In the abundance of water, the pool is level but still in vessel empty, 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 empty. It's a man that both better must come. After all that has been said and after all that has been done, you better reach the what you need and you won't get done. Cause a rattle race in the world we live in. Everyone just a program to win. To what we watch how they bend the long thing. A man will take your share and you don't get a thing. The fool now go get it in the thing can take. Now go get it in the walk up a sweat.
Yes, raga, raga, raga. Them couldn't stop me, no time, no time. Oh, raga, raga. Oh, raga, raga, raga. Victory is mine. Them say yes, raga, raga. Yes, raga, raga, raga. Them couldn't stop in no time. Well, them won't get me out, but it's not an easy task. Them tried many times before and couldn't pay the cost. So now them a smile, but we know it's just a mask. They want to kill, we have to, we know what city boss. But when we visualize, we saw it open in the eyes. Me say me get a little younger. It's like me hitting my ties, I'll do what them criticize. Till we overcome them disaster. Oh, raga, raga. Oh, raga, raga, raga. Victory is mine. And we say, oh, raga, raga. Yes, raga, raga, raga. Them couldn't stop with no time, no time. Oh, raga, raga. Oh, raga, raga, raga. Victory is mine.
Oh, do you really think I'm rushing for? Oh, do you really think I'm fighting for? Oh, do you really think we'll win this war? Yeah. Oh, do you really think I'm rushing for? Oh, do you really think I'm fighting for? Oh, do you really think we'll win this war? Hey, they know no love, and they show no love. I see they know no love. That's why they show no love. Well, love is the only thing they think they know. Oh, oh, oh. They just saw this empty dog of a row. Me, my dad, my father, all they tell me so. Hey, don't talk about God, I be fling no blow. I can already hear this whistling like willow. Lift that broad road and take me one narrow. The broad road can lead to the pain and sorrow. Blood for all and a gun in a barrow. So ask them, who do you really think I'm rushing for? Who do you really think I'm fighting for? Who do you really think we'll win this war? Who do you really think I'm rushing for? Who do you really think I'm fighting for? Who do you really think we'll win this war? Hey, they know no love, and they show no love. Hey, they grow no love, that's why they grow no love.
መዝሙር 23 በቅንብ 24 በመጀመሪያ ሰንበት የዳዊት መዝሙር ምድርና ሞላዋ ለእግዚአብሔር ነው ዓለምም በእርሷም የሚኖር ሁሉ እርሱ በባህሮች መስርቷልና በፈሳሾችም አጥንቷልና ወደ እግዚአብሔር ተራራ ማን ይወጣል በቅድስናው ስፍራ ማን ይቆማል እጆቹ የነጹ ልቡም ንጹህ የሆነ ነፍሱን ለከንቱ ያላነሳ ለባልንጀራውም በሽንገላ ያልማለ እርሱ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ በረከትን ከመድኃኒቱ አምላክ ምሕረትን ይቀበላል ይህች ትውልድ እርሱን የምትፈልግና የያዕቆብን አምላክ ፊት የምትፈልግ እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆች ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር ነው ብርቱና ኃያል እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃያል እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው
מזמור כ"ד לדוד מזמור לאדוני הארץ ומלואה תבל ויוש ובת כי הוא על ימים יסדה ועל נהרות יכונניה מי יעלה והר אדוני ומי יקום במקום קודשו נקי כפיים ובר לבב אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי ולא נשבע למרמה יישא ורחם את אדוני וצדקה מאלוהי ישעור זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד מי זה מלך הכבוד אדוני עזוז וגיבור אדוני גיבור מלחמה שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד אדוני צבאות הוא מלך הכבוד סלע 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 סלע
Kadamawe, Kadamawe, Inflatia.
The whole place is due to
help, 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 help.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world dwell and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands
and
a pure heart,
and pure
who hath not lifted up soul into vanity, nor scorned his people. He hath received the blessing from Jah Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say who?
Emperor Haile Selassie. Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
Say,
Emperor Haile
Selassie.
He is the King of Glory.
I say, who is the King of Glory?
Rastafari. He is the King of Glory. King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King of Glory?
Emperor Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself Light of the World.
This I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Wherever it is, the glory of God and the firmament show it is on the earth. Wherever it is, the glory of God and the firmament show it is on the earth. Which day is the Sabbath day? Seventh day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. What do we do? What do we keep at the Sabbath day? We keep the first day. Who changed it? It is the Catholic Church. Who changed it? It is the Catholic Church. What is the third commandment? The third commandment is to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. What are we commanded by the third commandment? To remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. What are we commanded by the third commandment? By the third commandment we are commanded to keep the Sabbath day holy. Are the Sabbath day and Sunday the same? The Sabbath day and Sunday are not the same. Are the Sabbath day and Sunday the same? The Sabbath day and Sunday are not the same. Which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Who changed it? It is the Catholic Church. They changed it. Who changed it? It is the Catholic Church. The Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week and not Sunday. Yes, the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week and not Sunday. Which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Which day is the Sabbath day? The Sabbath day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The first day is Sunday. What is the third commandment? The third commandment is to remember the holy day, which is the Sabbath day. Yes, the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, which is a Saturday. Yes, the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, which is a Saturday. Which day is the Sabbath day?
Yes, 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 Twinkle Brothers right there with Sabbath Day. They say in the song, the tune, the third commandment. Well, that's read from the Protestant and influenced by the Catholic, but Hebraically, the Sabbath command is the fourth. It's actually the fourth word, the fourth of the 10 words. We'll get into that a little bit more here for this 18th sabbatical study. That was right there. That was Twinkle Brothers with Sabbath Day right there, but they're correct on the seventh day. Yes, Zikor et Yom HaShabbat. So right here, Army Gideon, Shabbat Shalom, Sembet Salam. I'm going to ride up with this Mishpatim, Judgments, Ordinances. Shabbat Shalom.
Most high, Jah Rastafari.
Study this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
In this week's Torah portion reading and feeding Shalom. So we continue right here with the Hebrew servant. The Hebrew servant, not the Hebrew slave. Let's emphasize that. The Hebrew servant, or more correctly, more fully, the Hebrew indentured servant. This is where we pick up with HaMishpatim, Mishpatim, the judgments, Jah's judgments. Here, this is often referred to in this week's Torah portion reading and feeding. We're at the 18th. Here we pick up with Exodus, the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Exodus, the Sefer Shemot. So we pick up with HaMishpatim, the judgments. Now, the last sabbatical in the previous Torah portion was Yitro, Yotor. There it explained and gave the record that exactly 7 weeks after the Exodus, so the 7 times 7, the 2 sevens clashing right there in Jah's glory, in Jah's word, we have it in the previous Torah portion, the 17th, exactly 7 weeks after the Exodus from Egypt, or 49 days, 7 times 7, the 2 sevens clashing. Moshe, he gathered the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, at the foot of Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, to enter into the covenant, the Berit, with the Yahweh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Now there was drama
drama, right? A dramatic display of thunder, lightning, the billowing smoke and fire. The Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty descended upon Har, the mountain, and recited the Esaret HaDebarim, the 10 words, or the Decalogia, the Decalogue, known as the 10 commandments, to Ha'am, to the people. Now upon their Shema, their hearing of HaTorah, of the pure law, the moral, the genuine morality requirements, however, Ha'am, the people, the Israelites, the people, what did they do? What happened? They shrank back. They fell back. The people fell all the way back when they heard the genuine morality of Yahweh, truth and life. Now remember, this was how long? This was how many days? This was 49 days. The two sevens clashing, 49 days after the Exodus. They shrank back. They fell back. The people fell back in fear, and they begged for Moshe, the hero, to be their mediator, lifnei Elohim, before he who be who he be, before the Almighty Power, before Hashem. Ha'am, the people, then they stood off, while Moses alone, he drew near to the thick darkness to receive, to Kabbalah, Kabbalah, to receive HaTorah, to receive the instruction, Jalor, the direction, the teaching from Adonijah, Rastafari. Yes, I. So now for this Rastafari sabbatical, for this sabbatical study, for this sabbatical strong here in the 18th, picking up with Exodus chapter 21 to 24, 18, picking up with 21, it begins with Moshe. Moses is in the midst of the thick darkness, receiving additional instructions regarding various civil laws for the B'nai Yisrael people, for the Israelitish people. So let's get this right here clear. HaMishpatim. So we're picking up right here, right, with Moses. Moses is still in that thick darkness. Now, this connects with the prophecy given to Abram Ha'ipri, the Hebrew, the Aperu, right, Father Aper, in the first book of Moshe, in Genesis chapter 15, concerning the 400 years, and concerning when the sun was going down, and that horror, that great darkness that came upon Avinu Abraham. The connection even right here, and even with the prophecies furthermore in the Torah. But right here, we pick up with Moshe, with Moses. Where is Moses? Moses is in, right? Moses is in the thick darkness, receiving the additional instructions regarding various civil laws for the Israelitish people. Now, the sages, now, so here we bring in the context of the Torah, right? For the once lost, now found, right? The black sheep of the Beit Israel. Let's bring this right here before getting into one of the first themes, was the contextual theme, and that's concerning the Hebrew servant. And I want to emphasize the word servant, because many would tell you, even though we look at the scripture, the KJV, it clearly says servant, right? It clearly says servant there. But often ones would push this slavery narrative. Now, here as we get to the second verse, right? Now, these are, right, the judgments, right, that which thou shalt set before, right, before them, right, u'ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. Now, we pick up here with verse 2, Exodus chapter 21, verse 2. If thou buy a Hebrew servant, you see the word clearly is servant, Ebed, right? Ebed. Like we have Abdullah, Ebed, Abdullah, you know, within even the Arabic, coming from that, you could say that common Afro-Shemitic root. Now, this is often translated as a bondman, right? Bondage is the idea of bondage also. Let's keep this in mind. Remember how we touched on the word Aboda, right? Aboda, in the sense within, down in denial, in Egypt, on the grid, when they were down in Egypt, that Aboda, and the twofoldness of it, right? In the plain sense, it's forced labor, right? Forced service. That's the plain sense. Now, the distinction with slavery and slavery, especially for the once lost, now found black sheeple of the Beit Israel, is all about the matrix. You need to understand true word, the logos, and what words truly mean, and the power in words, right? So we got to define the boundaries, the lines, but mainly, and beginning off with the definitions. This is why we focused on whether it was mishpatim,
mind, whether it's Mishpatim or Ha Mishpatim, Mishpatim. This particular Torah portion, reading and feeding right here. Is it Ha Mishpatim? It's the judgments, the judgments. It's those sort of attention to details, right? So here in Ha Mishpatim, right, Moses is still in the thick darkness, right? The sages, they count about 53 distinct judgments, right, and commandments that are listed in this portion of Ha Torah, making it one of the most, quote, legalistics. Many people talk about, oh, you're being too legalistic. Right? It's because the lost sheeple, the black sheeple, are too lawless. That's why the lost sheep continue to bleat and speak. No justice, no peace, because they are disorientated. They need to repent. They need to turn around from the astray way, from being disorientated, and look in the right direction. Right? And here's where Torah, Ha Torah, the direction, the instruction, right, given, right, to Jah people, right, Jah way, truth, and life. So we have civil laws here, we have liability laws here, we have criminal laws here, we have agricultural laws, financial laws, family purity laws, sabbatical, Sabbath laws, holy day, holiday laws are all given in this parasha, in this portion here, Mishpatim. Ha Mishpatim. We have it all right here in this particular Torah portion. All right, so this is why this Torah portion is really so significant. Why is this Torah portion? Why is the law? The law is the key. It's really the key. It's the key to the matrix. The Torah and the law is the key to the matrix. Let me say that again. The law and the Torah. In fact, the whole word, we was watching Sophia Stewart, Miss Sophia Stewart, the creator, we say the mother of the matrix. In one of her recent, there was a recent interview, right, with Sophia Stewart, the matrix. You heard about the matrix and Terminator. Well, who is the creator, right? The creator of the seminal ideas is so very, very interesting. But the word, right, the law, the importance of the law, right, and HaTorah, what is the significance of this, not just for them then, there, in that Exodus, but in this Exodus, the movement of Jah people, in this very event horizon, in this present time right now, right? See, what time is it? We see signs of the time, but what time is it? It's 399 years for the once lost so-called black people, the black sheeple, in this North country. They say they were brought over here in 1619. Now, you have to connect that with Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 to verse 68. Key attention to verse 68, where the children of Israel will be brought into another Egypt, right? And if you look on the back of their so-called god, their money, their dollar bill, the $1 bill, right, you'll see those keys, those signs. The signs are right there on the money. Now, what is the way to overcome, right? What is the way out, right? So this is Jahweh, truth, and life. These are the keys. These are the keys right here, the Torah portion. And the key is also, I got to say it, I and I identity. We, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, right? We are in the same position today as the so-called European Jews were in Nazi Germany. You know, when you really understand the signs of the time and you know what time it is. But here, let us focus on the receiving of these additional laws. Right, the receiving of these additional laws, and work our way up to one of the first points here concerning the slave or the servant, the servant or the slave, the Slav. So here's where we have to define words. So often ones would superimpose the word slave onto the scriptures in the Bible, but that is a word that has been superimposed by the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant and counterfeit Christianity, right? And as we start to define the definitions, the meanings, the context, right, with the art and the fact and the proof is all right there because it's the truth. So many ones will say, well, servant and slave is the same thing. Well, therefore, I can say employee. If you're an employee, right, are you a slave or are you a servant? Well, it all depends, right, on the type of employment, right, and on the type of treatment in that employment, right, wages and all of that, right? What are your rights? What rights do you have? I mean, even today in Babylon, you still have the workers complaining, right, about wage and labor issues. They still haven't gotten that right. So let us first of all consider, right, another way. Right. Let us turn away from the disorientation. Right. You know, let's turn away from, we're looking to the west, riding west. Right. Riding west. You know, we have to get off of that train. That train is going over the cliff. Right. Get off of that train and we have to look to the east. right, with a look to the east. As the word said, as the lightning strike, right, shine from the east to the west. So we've seen that light of the King of Kings Christ and that testimony, right, even the black Jews, we the black Jews of Harlem, the Ethiopian Hebrew commandment keepers. For those watching the vlog version of this, you'll see that is Rabbi Wentworth Arthur Matthews, you know, and these men all testified and others have testified, and we're here to remind even this generation, even this new generation, even the youngins right now of that testimony of truth, right, so that as we move forward. See, it's very important to know, well, where you have come from, to know your past, how do we get here, and to have the prophecy, what the prophet eyes see, that is really the key for us, right, to recognize all, right, to recognize, you know, to identify and neutralize all conspiracies, right, against God's people, against the children of His Majesty. So let's go forward right here to look at the after receiving the additional laws, Moses, he descended from Sinai, Har Sinai, and he went before Ha'am, he went before the people, and he told them all the words of the Yahweh. He told them all of the words of He who be who He be. He went before the people, right, and he told them all the words, right? He revealed to them all the words in the beginning. Right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was what? The Word was with He who be who He be, and the Word was He who be who He be. So, let us look at this right here. So what was the people's response? Upon hearing the details, all the people had responded in unison. Right? All of them had responded in unison that all the words which the Yahweh, which Yahweh has said, we will do. Right? They basically said that all the words. Now, see, we're going to begin to recognize how presumptuous, right, that was of them, right, and also the consequences of that. Right? They said all the words. Moshe then, he wrote down the words of the covenant into a separate scroll. Now, it's very, very important for us to recognize that Moshe wrote down all the words of the covenant into a separate scroll. Now, just make a note of there's a separate scroll. Right, there's a separate scroll. It's known as the Sefer HaBerit. 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 In other words, the scroll or the cipher, the Sefer, the writing of the Berit. So that's Sefer Berit, Sefer of a covenant, but the Sefer HaBerit, like this Torah portion, is not just Mishpatim, right, but it is HaMishpatim. So we have this separate scroll, the Sefer HaBerit. Moshe also built an altar at the foot of Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, and he ordered sacrifices to Hashem, to Yahweh, Hag Adosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, to be made. He then took the sacrificial blood from the offerings and he threw half upon the Mizbeach, upon the altar. And he threw half upon the altar, right? And he read the scroll of the covenant to Ha'am, the people, and the people, they ratified, they made right. Here's where it came into effect, when they ratified, right? And when you look at this word, even Ethiopically, it has its root in tzedek, and the same word for justice, righteous, that they ratify. They put into effect HaBerit, the covenant, by saying, all that the Yahweh says, we will do and obey. Right, it's very interesting. Call Asher, call Deber Asher Yahuwah, you know what I mean? All that he has said, you know, Na'aseh. And then he said, Na'aseh, we will do, Wanishma, right? And we will hear. We will do and hear. Literally, Wanishma means to hear, but also the implication is to obey. Right? The implication there is to obey. Now, it's very important for us to understand the significance of the Sefer HaBerit. Right? What is the significance of this separate scroll, this scroll of the covenant? Right? This scroll of the covenant. Let's look at this right here, and let's just make this a little bit larger right here. HaMishpatim. Right? Yes, the scroll of the covenant. Right? This separate scroll of the covenant. And also what the people respond. Remember before, they said all the words that Adonai has said, Na'aseh, we will do. Right? That was the elders. You see, the elders at first, right? We will do. Now, when all the people came to ratify, to put in effect the HaBerit, the covenant, they said that all that Adonai says, Na'aseh wa'nishma, wa'nishma. In other words, not only will we do, and we will obey, literally, wa'nishma, we will hear. right? But the hearing is connected with obedience. This is what I'm emphasizing right here, Chabarim. So when they said na'aseh, we will do wenishma'a, right? And we will obey. The translator often translates, we will obey, but literally we will hear. Right, so link the hearing and the obedience. That's why a lot of times we're reasoning with ones and ones, right? The Hebrews, right, and children of Israel. Don't we often say, you feel me, you hear me, you feel me? That idea and the feeling is also connected. So the hearing, right, the hearing links with the feeling and obedience. And with hearing and obedience, the connection is the feeling that we have about what we are hearing. Right? Make a note of that. The feeling that we have about what we are hearing, this will connect with whether we will obey, right, or not obey. Now, the people here, what did they say? We have to pay attention to what the people said. Were the children of Israel presumptuous? One can ask in that particular covenant. But let's go forward. Right? Now, upon hearing this, Moshe took the other half of the sacrificial blood, and he threw it upon her arm. Right, Amu, right, Yisrael, Amu, Israel, his people, saying, behold, Hine, the blood, the dam of Habarit of Adonai has made with you in accordance with all these words. So the word agreement, right, when we say Kal Kidan, Bamarinya, from the Gittes, right, that word agreement, agreeing with the word, and thus the voice. Right, after this, Moshe, Aharon and his sons Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the Zikne Yisrael, the elders of Israel, they ascended Har Sinai. They ascended Mount Sinai to eat a covenant affirmation meal, to have sup, to sup and to eat that covenant affirmation meal between Yisrael, Amo, his people, Israel, and Adonai, and Hashem, and he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Now, after returning from Hahar, from the mountain, with the Zikne, with the elders, the Yahweh commanded Moshe to go back up to receive the tablets of stone. Right? Now, Moshe had to go back up to receive what? To receive the tablets, right? The tablets of stone. Right, the tablets of stone. So you see the connection with the two tablets, that lapis lazuli, that sapphire, the tablets of stone, and then the scroll and the tablets. Right, so there's a scroll here, the covenant scroll. Now Moshe being commanded to go back up to receive the tablets of stone inscribed with the Esaret Debarim, the 10 words. On the seventh day there, right, so Moshe's up there for about 7 days, and on the seventh day, note this, on the seventh day there, right, so he spent a sabbatical there, right, on the mountains, called back up, so that patience, patience is a virtue, right, and on the seventh day, he heard, right, the voice, hakol, right, the call, the voice of Yahuwah calling to him from the midst of the cloud of the Kabod, right, of the glory, the cloud of glory, and then he entered into the presence, this is the key, he entered into the panim, the face, the presence of he who be, who he be, he remained on Hahar, he remained on the Har, on the mountain, right, for a total of 40 days and 40 nights, while the Bnei Yisrael, while the children of Israel, while they waited, right, while they waited for him, at the camp that was below the mountain. Now, this is a synopsis. This is an overview right here, right? A kind of an overview summary connecting with the previous Torah portion. And as I and I are moving forward in this 18th Torah portion, Ha Mishpatim, giving the I them a quick overview, an overview right here, an overview of this Torah portion. And then to get to some of the main themes. What are some of the main themes right here? The firstly, indentured servant, right? Hebrew servant, no slave. Why the Hebrew servant is no Negro slave? I want you to understand that. You really have to understand. They came out from what could be, and according to the fulfillment of the type, was the equivalent of slavery, right? As we are coming out, right, as a Hebrew or the so-called Negro. But it's very, very important that what we have here is Ha Mishpatim. Not just Mishpatim, not just judgments, but the judgments of Yahweh for his kingdom of priests and his Goy Kadosh, his Isla, his holy nation, his holy people. So it's important for us to examine the Hebrew servant and also servant and slave, and for what and what reasons was one even assigned or consigned to such. Coming forward, John willing, stay tuned. Chabarim, chabarim, shalom, chabarim, shalom, Shabbat shalom, Yeshua shalom. Yes, salam. Amen. 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 Salam. Amen.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha,
לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים על פניי, לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא, זכור את יום השבת לקדשו, כבד את אביך ואת אמך, לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
If tomorrow is judgment day.
مزمور همسا سوست بقنف همسارات لمزمران عليك ببقناوش زفاويان متول ساول انهو داويت بنيازن تششقوال بلو بنقروت جزي يداويت تمهرت
Psalm 54 Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies.
مزمور همسا سوست بقنف همسارات لمزمران عليك ببقناوش زفاويان متول ساول انهو داويت بنيازن تششقوال بلو بنقروت جزي يداويت تمهر عبيتو بسمه عدني بهاي لهم فرد اللي عبيتو سألو تين سماي يافين مكال عدمت انقدوش قومو بنيال لنا حيالانم نفسين شتواتا لنا زيابهرن بفتاتشو على درقوتم انهوك زيابهري ردانيان جيتايم لنفسي دقافيوانو كفاتن ودت الاتو تشيم اللساتان بونتهم ما تفاتشو كفك عدي سوال لهالو عبيتو ملكامنا والناس مهنا مسقنالو كمكرا هلو عدنو نيان لنا عينيم بطلاف وچلاي ايت اللتنا
Psalm 54 Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies.
Mizmor nun dalet lam natseach binginot maskil le David, bevo hazifim vayomeru le Shaul, halo David mistatter imanu. Elohim beshimcha hoshi'eni, uvi gvuratecha tedineni.
Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies. Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening.
So this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of, do the work.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth.
Mazmur Hamsa Sost, Bekennif Hamsarat. Lamazamran Aleka. በበገናዎች ዜፋውያን መጥተው ለሳኦል እነሆ ዳዊት በእኛ ዘንድ ተሸሽጓል ብለው በነገሩት ጊዜ የዳዊት ትምህርት አቤቱ በስምህ አድነኝ በኃይልህም ፍረድልኝ አቤቱ ጸሎቴን ስማኝ ያፌንም ቃል አድምጥ እንግዶች ቆመውብኛልና ኃያላንም ነፍሴን ሽተዋታልና እግዚአብሔርን በፊታቸው አላደረጉትም እነሆ እግዚአብሔር ይረዳኛል ጌታዬም ለነፍሴ ደጋፊዋ ነው ክፋትን ወደ ጠላቶቼ ይመልሳታል በእውነትህም አጥፋቸው ከፈቃዴ ሰዋልሃለሁ አቤቱ መልካም ነውና ስምህን አመሰግናለሁ ከመከራ ሁሉ አድኖኛልና ዓይኔም በጠላቶቼ ላይ አይታለችና
Bring forth the Bible. Salam to Anais Alim. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew. Yes, I. After the order of Melchizedek, we have Mizmor Hamsa Arat. We have Psalm 54. Salam to Tanais Alim. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew. Yes, I. After the order of Melchizedek, we have Mizmor Hamsa Arat. We have Psalm 54. Hamsa Arat, Mezmor Hamsa Arat, from the Metzahaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi Karmawi, Haile Selassie, the Authorized, Advised, and Amharic Bible. Here is the Lefetih Hamlak, Yekarebe Abetuta, Lefetih Hamlak, to the righteous source, the source of Fetih. Is it the Fetah, the Fetih Neges, the Fetih? Lefetih amlak yekarebe abetuta. A petition, an ask, a sha'al, an ask, or here in the royal Amharic, abetuta, abetu, I father, his father, father of the house, abetuta. Lefetih, to the righteous, the fetih. You say the law of the kings, fetih neges. Right, the fetih nagas, some say, but the fetih neges. Right, the law, the justice from the roots, justice, fitih, lefitih hamlak, yekarebe, that which is brought near, abetuta. Let's get right into the psalm. We've gone through some of the, you know, the details from the Sefer Tehillim, but here we're riding up with today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi as Edek. So first and foremost, see, this is a prayer, right? A prayer in danger, a prayer in peril. We have some of the historical context, right, according to the scripts brought out here in the superscription. So here, let's pick up
በስመ አብ ወወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, the one source sent in the Jemralen, beginning in the true Trinity, the Holy Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity right here. So we have the superscription, Lemezemran Aleka, to the chief musician, to the musical director, to the musical leader, to the chief musician, Be Begenawoch. Now it's interesting that we have the string music, the Negi note, and there it reads the Bingi note, right? Bingi note. Right? We say the Hebrew, Ayabingi, Nayabingi. We have string, right? Music, to play the harp. So here, Mamarinya on the Begenas, Begenawoch, Zephawiyan, Metito, Le Saol. So the Zephawiyan, we have the Zephim, right? Known as Zephim Hebraically, or how they call themselves, the Ziphites, right? Here we have the Zephawiyan Metato. They came le Saul and to Shaul, right? Shaul and to Saul, and the whole look, see, Dawit Beinyazen. Teshesh Gual, he hides himself. Very interesting, Hebraically we get the Mistatir. Hello, David Mistatir Imanu. Doth not David hide himself with us? The hiding, Mistatir, the Hebrew, mystery, secret. Teshesh Gual, he hides himself below. They said, Benegarut Gizeh, when they said it, in the time that they said it, yeah, David Timheret. Here we have Timheret. Give us the Timheret of His Majesty, of Negusa Neges, the teaching of His Divine Majesty. Give us the maskil in the Hebrew. We have KJV says the chief musician. The chief musician, the musical leader, musical director on Negi notes. Maskil, italicized the song, of David, when the Zephim came and said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? Isn't David a mystery with us? Hello, David, Mistatir, Imanu. Hear the question in the royal heart. In the whole, David, Benyazen, Teshesh Gual. Behold, but now it's interesting because in this sense right here, it's not so much a question. It could be, right? But they're saying, behold, David is with us. We can go get him. They were snitches, informants, and some very ruthless and dangerous, violent men. Now, this psalm is a prayer for defense. That's why it's Lefitin Amlak. Fitin Amlak. Right? The just source. Yekarebe Avetuta. Here, Mikael and I ride up with the HSV, Haile Selassie version, the Royal Amharic, side by side with the KJV. Let's pick up right here with a superscription. Once again, side by side, the Royal Amharic and the KJV, the King James Version. Kai and I discover a version that's not the King James Version. It's the Book of the Seven Seals, the Conquering Lion, Tribe of the Root of David. To the chief musician on Negi note, Maskil, a psalm of David, when the Zephim came and said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? Quran, verse 1. Avetu, besimeh adnein. Behailehima Redlin, save me Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house. Besimeh Hadinang, save I in your name, by way of your name. Besimeh Hadinang. Behailehim, and by your hail, your strength, your power, note that we have the gevura in the Hebrew. Behailehim, Thereddelin, judge me, but it's judge Thereddelin, judge Ling, in favor, not Thereddelin, but Thereddelin, judge in favor of me. Behailehim, by the eyes, male hail, the eyes, male power. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Abetu, Atselotena, Semang, Yafenim Kala, Adint, hear, heed, give ear. Hear my prayer, O
Abiertu, I father's father, father house, Abiertu, a selotena saman, Yafinim kala adint. Give ear to the words of my mouth, Yafe. So we have the fe, the fi, the fe, right? Imrefe, imrefi, Yafinim kal, kal, the word, the kala adint, right? Hear, hear to I, give ear to I, like pay attention to what I am saying with afe. My mouth and the kal, the word of my mouth, the meditation of my inner heart. Kutel source, verse 3. In gedocha kumowa binyalina, hayalanima nefseina, shittawatalina, gizyabi herinna befitacho, ala deregutim, ala deregutim. For strangers, in gedocha. Interesting here is, in gedocha could be a guess. In gada like a guest, in gadoch, guest, in a sense, it's interesting, guest, they're guests, you know, someone say, I live here, but they're my guests, in gadoch, kumo, binyalina, in gadoch, ki azarima, kamu, alai, kamu, here we have, in the world of high, kumo, binyalina, in gadoch, kumo, binyalina, for strangers, are risen up against I, but properly this is the proper word actually for the sense of the Zari, right? Hayalanim, the Hayalan are the powerful ones, the strong, right, a strong mind them, the Hayalan. This can be in a good sense or a bad sense. Here, we can do it by the context, it's a bad sense because the Hayalanim, Nefsein, my soul, my psyche, Shittawatalina, why would strong ones have to go after one's soul? Why against her. Egziavi herinde fitacho ala deregutim. Ala deregutim. They have not put egziavi her, this is stating the good, the generous, their fitacho in their perception, before their faces. Not as an idol or idolatry, but in their presence, in their perception. Right? So he's before them. So they're viewing the world through his spectacle, so to speak. Egziavi herinna de fitacho ala deregutim. They have not said Egeziavir before them in their presence, in their perception. Selah, pause. In Neho, Egeziavir Yeredanya, Legetayema, Leneseya, Degafiwano. Behold, in Neho, look, sight. Egeziavir Yeredanya, Legziavir Yeredanya, Legziavir will help me. Exiavi here, he's helping me and he will help me. Is that the sense? That the sustainer, the good, the generous Av is helping me. Even while these are hating on I. He is helping me and he will, even from now ad infinitum, exiavi here, yiradanya, getayim. And my Lord, here says the Lord, in the KJV, says the Lord is with them that uphold my soul. The Lord is with them that uphold. It's interesting, in the Hebrew, it has Adonai, de som ke nafshi, that Adonai is for I as the upholder of my soul. It says that Adonai is for I, de som ke an upholder, som ke nafshi. He's an upholder of my soul. Bamarinda, we have getayim and my geta, my Lord. The Adonai sent le nefsei for my soul, de gafiwano. So here the KJV says the Lord is with them, who? With them that uphold my soul. There's, notice right here in the Hebrew, there's not that middle, there's no kind of middle. Middleman, it says that getayim, that and my Lord Adonai le nefsei for my soul, de gafiwa, is her support. Right, the Gafiwa is her support. We say upholder is her upholder of my suke. This is in perfect agreement with the Sefer Tehillim Adonai. Bir som ke nafshi getayim le nefse de Gafiwa no. Uter Amis, verse 5. Kafatina wadet ratoche ye melasatal. Beruna tehema atafacho. He shall reward evil. Right, the price is right. Reward them evil, right? Reward evil to mine enemies. Kafatin, evil. Water telatoche to my haters, those who hate my soul, my psyche. Water telatoche, ye melasatal.
Yemelisatal. Right? He will reward. It's interesting. The evil is also because they're seeking to do this against my psyche, against she, metaphysically speaking. He will give them kafat, she, right, for that evil they seek to do to she, to my soul. But it will net to him. It will net to him. Cut them off in that it will net to. In your truth, all this talk about everybody got their own truth, your truth, my truth. That's some nonsense. Y'all keep following the Gentiles. All right, you know what? Some of them don't know any better. They don't know the right hand from the left hand, the Gentiles. But y'all know better. Once lost, now found. Right? Black and brown or dumb and down. Right? But here he says, cut them off in thy truth, in thy objective reality. You cut off all the fantasy, all these lies in the objective reality. See, they want to hit your soul, that subjective experience, which is your soul, the subjective experience. You know what I mean? See, many ones are so caught up. This is why a lot of people can't judge without trying to get some feeling about it. See, because the soul is caught up in the matrix. But he shall reward evil to my enemies, the telatoch and the telat, to those who hate and want to cast her down, my soul, my psyche. Cut them off in thy truth. Be'unet to him, atafacho. Be'unet to him, atafacho. Cut them off. Cause them to perish, actually. Cause them to be lost. It's an interesting word. Here the KJV said cut them off, but the atafacho is like destroy thou them in thy truth. Ba'emiteka, the emet. Ba'emetika, ba'emiteka, the emet, the truth. Right? In truth, hatzamitaim. The idea here, even looking at the Hebrews to compare and contrast, is destroy them. Cause them to perish in your objective reality. That's why it says the truth. Right? The truth. But here it says, be'unetih, right? Ba'amitika, ka. He who be in the eye, male truth, be'unetih him atafacho. Destroy them, cause them to be lost. Cut them off in thy objective reality. Kut el sedis, verse 6. Kafik ade, isawal halo ade tu melkamna winna simehin amesegnalo. I will freely sacrifice to the eye. Kafekade, fekade, like my will, right? By my will. Like that is linking the whole free will, the free will. With a free will offering will I sacrifice to thee. Kafekade, this is what that's to say. So the free will offering is upon your will. Fekad is the will. Kafekade, from my will, is shawalahalo. Shawalahalo abetu, my father, his father, old father of the house. Melkamna winna, for it is good. Shimehen amesegnalo. I will praise thy name, abetu, for it is good. Melkamna winna, for it is good. Shimehen, and your name, your male name. They got all that kind of mix up. Simehin amesegnalo, and your male name I will praise. I will give thanks to thy name, for it is good. Thy name is good. This is what this is saying. Let's give it Psalm 52, round about verse 11. Thy name is good, is what is good, right? Not giving thanks is good. See, somebody might get out of this, I will praise thy name. Oh, Lord, for it is good, for it is good to praise your name. No, you're saying your name is good. That's what I'm going to praise, right? There's a reference also, you know, to the earlier verse where it says, save me by thy name. And the fulfillment of the abetuta, of the ass, the sha'ah, abetuta. Kuter Sabbat, verse 7. Kamekra hulu adnonyalina. For he hath delivered me, I, out of all trouble, from the Mekra hulu, from all the Mekra, you know, the trouble, trials, tribulation, all of that. He hath delivered, he has saved I. Adnonyal, having saved I. He has saved, for he has, having saved I. It's already like a fait accompli. No matter how much they want to hate on I and I and me, right? He has already saved me, saved I. You have to receive this personal. Just silent prayer, be still and know this and know this. I name. Right? I name. And mine eye, she hath seen. She. My eye. Now here's something about the eye name. Aine, my eye, and it's in the singularity. Mine eye, Selassie, I live every time. Aine, right? My eye, and my eye, that la toche lie upon my haters, the haters of my suke, my psyche, the haters of I. Aita lechna, she has seen, for she has seen, for she has seen, for she has seen. She has seen it upon them. She has seen it upon them. She has seen it, mine eye. Very interesting verse right here, brought out here in the KJV. For he hath delivered I and I out of all troubles, trials, and tribulation. And mine eye have seen, it says, his desire upon mine enemies. The more direct here is I name and my eye. Remember we said that that single eye, unless your eye be single, right? The whole body full of light. I name, bet ratoche lai talechna. Mine eye, she has seen it. She has already seen it. She has, for she having seen it, my eye has already seen that single eye that HaMoshiach, Yeshua, has already seen it upon the haters, 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 upon the haters.
3 መዝሙር 53 በቅንፍ 54 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች ዜፋውያን መጥተው ለሳኦል እነሆ ዳዊት በእኛ ዘንድ ተሸሽጓል ብለው በነገሩት ጊዜ የዳዊት ትምህርት
Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies.
መዝሙር 53 መዝሙር 53 መዝሙር 53 በቅንፍ 54 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች ዜፋውያን መጥተው ለሳኦል እነሆ ዳዊት በእኛ ዘንድ ተሸሽጓል ብለው በነገሩት ጊዜ የዳዊት ትምህርት አቤቱ በስምህ አድነኝ በኃይልህም ፍረድልኝ አቤቱ ጸሎቴን ስማኝ ያፌንም ቃል አድምጥ እንግዶች ቆመውብኛልና ኃያላንም ነፍሴን ሽተዋታልና እግዚአብሔርን በፊታቸው አላደረጉትም እነሆ እግዚአብሔር ይረዳኛል ጌታዬም ለነፍሴ ደጋፊዋ ነው ክፋትን ወደ ጠላቶቼ ይመልሳታል በእውነትህም አጥፋቸው ከፈቃዴ ሰዋልሃለሁ አቤቱ መልካም ነውና ስምህን አመሰግናለሁ ከመከራ ሁሉ አድኖኛልና አይኔም በጠላቶቼ ላይ አይታለችና
Psalm 54 Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble. And mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies, 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 upon mine enemies.
Here, Midrash of today's daily song, Mizmor, Non Dalet, Mizmor Nun Dalet, Lanatseach, Bin Binot, Maskil Letawi, Bevo, Hazefi, Wayomru Leshob, Hello, Dawit, Mistatir, Imanu, for the leader, chief musician, Lanatseach, with string music, Bi Neginot, Bin Binot, Maskil of David, Maskil le David. When the Ziphites came and said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? Bevor hazefim o ayomru le Shaul, hallo David, mistatir Imanu? Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. Zehu asher amar hakatuv, Rab. If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked or ratchet. Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 29 and 12. If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked or ratchet. Moshela, Makshiv, Allah Devar Shaker, Kola, Mi Shardayo Rishai. If a ruler, Moshel, if a ruler, hearkeneth, Moshel, Makshiv, Moshela Makshiv. If a ruler hearkeneth, all Devar Shaker, upon the word, the lying word, al devar shaker, on lying word, al devar shaker, moshel makshiv, al devar shaker. If a ruler hearkeneth to false accusation, hearkeneth, makshiv, pays attention to and acts upon, moshel makshiv, al devar shaker. Call me shartayo rishaim, all his servants, call all mishartayo, all his servants rishaim, all his servants are ratchet, because they are liable to take advantage of the moshel, of the ruler's weakness, and bring lying charges. Similar is a statement in Ecclesiastes 10 and 2. As is the ruler of his people, so are his ministers. Moshel makshib al devar shaker, kol mi shartayo rishai. Rav Meir said in the name of Rav Yosef, Joseph, such were the Bnei Yisrael, such were the sons, the children of Israel, when the Ziphites beheld Saul, incline his ear to listen to slander against David, they came and betrayed him to Shaul, to Saul, saying, even here, in the superscription, the Hebraic second verse of today's daily psalm, Bevor ha-zefim, wa-yomru le-Shaul, hallo, David, mistatir, Imanu, saying, doth not David hide himself with us, with I and I? Hallo, David, mistatir, is he not hidden? Satar, mistatir, hidden, a mystery, mistatir, Imanu, with I and I, amongst I and I, Imanu. Hallo, David, mistatir, Imanu. Scripture tells us that Doeg, dog, Doeg, the Edomite, came and told Shaul. Scripture tells us, even in Mizmor Nun Beit, Lanatzeach, Maskil Lid David, Bevo Doeg, Ha Edomi, Wayagid Lit Shaul. For the leader, the chief musician, Maskil of David, when Doeg, the Edomite, came and told Saul, Bevo Doeg, Ha Edomi, Wayagid Lit Shaul, and told Saul. And it tells also that Nabal asked mockingly in 1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 10, who is David and who is the son of Jesse? Therefore, when Ha-Zephim, when the Ziphite, the Zephim, observe that Shaul, that Saul, accepted the other's slander, forthwith they also came, as it is written, even here in today's psalm, Mizmor Non Dalet, in Psalm 54, verses 1 and 2, Hebraically, it is written, the Ziphites came and said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? With us? Hide himself. Is he not a mystery? Bevor, Ha-Zephim. Wayomru Lishol. Hallo David, Mr. Tir, Emanu. Save me, save I, O Elohim, by thy name. Here. Today's psalm is more noon. Dalet, Psalm L-I-V, Psalm 54. Hear the Hebraic third verse. Elohim, b'shimcha, hosha'ini. Elohim, b'shimcha, hosha'ini. Save me, hosha'ini. Hosha'ani, hosha'ini. Elohim, O Elohim, b'shimcha, b'shimcha, b'shimcha. By thy name, by thy mail. Thy male name, Bishimcha, Bishimcha, Elohim, Bishimcha, Hosha'ini. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, Ribon, Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, Ribon, Shel HaOlamim. When a centenarius persecutes a man, the man may complain against him to the prefect. And when the prefect persecutes him, the man may complain against him to the emperor. But when the emperor persecutes the prefect, to whom may the prefect complain? He has no one to complain to except thee, I. Elohim b'shimcha hosha'ini. And here, Midrash note on the centenarius. The Midrash note on Mizmor Non Dalet, Nun Dalet, Psalm 54. On this interpretation of K'tinit'yinit, this getting to the root word here Hebraically, Roman legal institutions, bringing out more for the Talmud, the scholar of Torah and the scripture, hear Midrash note. Just so said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Shaul, Melechu. He is king, he is Melech, he is Negus, he is king, he is Melech, Shaul, Saul is king. To whom shall I complain against him? I can only complain to the male. Thus, like this, David said, even here in today's psalm, Hebraically the third verse, Psalm 54 verse 3, save me, O Elohim, by thy name, and judge me, judge I, by thy strength.
Elohim, Beshimcha, Hoshaini, Uavia Vorateka, Tidneini, Ubi Gaburateka, Tidneini. Elohim, save I by thy name, thy male name, Elohim, Beshimcha. Hoshaini, and write me by thy might. U biga burateka, u biga burateka, tidneini. Hear. What did he mean by the words? And judge me by thy strength, and judge me. U biga burateka, u biga burateka, tidneini. What did he mean by and judge I, judge me, tidneini, judge I, tidneini, by thy strength. U bi gaburateka, by thy gaburateka, thy gabura. What did Dawid mean? He meant judge me, judge I, tidneini, right I by thy might. Judge I by Torah Teka, by thy Torah, thy male Torah, Torah Teka, in that thou, the I, Ata, has written, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 16, thou shalt not deliver to his master a bondman that is escaped from his master to thee. Deuteronomy chapter 23 verse 16. Thou shalt not deliver to his master a bondman that is escaped from his master to thee. If thou hast said, even of a bondman who yesternight served idols, that, quote, when he comes to thee, to the eye, thou, the eye, shalt not deliver him to his master. Surely thou wilt not deliver me, deliver I into the hand of Shaul HaMelech of King Saul. For I am a prince and the son of a prince, as is said even in Ruth chapter 4 verses 20 to 22, where it reads, Nahshon begot Solomon, and Solomon begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot Dawid, begot David. And so judge me by thy strength, judge me by thy strength. Ua bie gaburateka tidneini, and right I by thy might. That is, by the strength of Torah. The strength, the might of Torah. That says, according to Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Strength is mine. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14. Li etza v'tushiya. Ani vina li gevura. Counsel is mine. Li etza. And sound wisdom. V'tushiya. And tushiya. Li etza v'tushiya. I am understanding. Ani vina. Ani bina. Ani. I bina. Understanding, overstanding. Power is mine. Li gevura. Li gevura. Li etza v'tushiya. Ani bina. Li gevura. Hear my prayer, O Elohim. Give ear to the words of my mouth. Hear my prayer. Hear the dalet, Hebraically. The fourth verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Non Dalet, Psalm 54. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. Elohim Shema Tefillati Hazina Limrefi. O Elohim, Elohim, Shema,
Shema, hear, Shema, Tefilati, Shema, Tefilati, hear Tefilati, my prayer. Ha'azina, give ear, broaden the ear. Ha'azina, le'imre fi, broaden the ear to the imre fi, to the words of my fi, of my mouth. Elohim, Shema, Tefilati, ha'azina, le'imre fi. According to Rav Hoshaya, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, Doeg, Dog, came and slandered me, and slandered I. Shaul, Saul accepted the slander from him and listened to him. HaZephim, the Ziphites, Zephim came, and Saul heeded them also. I shall not go to Shaul, to Saul, but to the I. Hear me. Give ear. Give ear to me. Give ear to I. Hear my prayer, O Elohim. For strangers have risen up against me. They have not set Elohim before them. Selah. Hear, hear, hear. Elohim Shema Tefilati Ha'azina Limrefi Kizarim Kamu Alai We'arzim Vikshu Nafshi Lo Samu Elohim Lenegdam Selah. They have not set their minds on what is written in the Torah, in HaTorah, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 24. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor in secret. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor in secret. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 24. But what have they set their minds on? On what Shaul, Saul said to them. And what did Saul say to them? In 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 23, 21, Saul said, blessed be ye of the Lord. But of what avail Saul's blessing, of what avail Shaul's baraka, if they are accursed men? They have been long accursed for Moses custom, saying, cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor in secret. Hear, hear, hear. Hence it is said, even in today's daily psalm, Lo Samu Elohim Lenegdam. They have not set Elohim before them. Selah. Pause. Lo Samu Elohim Lenegdam. Selah. Behold, Elohim is my helper. The Lord is for me, for I as the upholder of my soul. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, Mizmor Nun Dalet, Non Dalet. Hear the Vav, the sixth verse of today's psalm. Behold, Hine Elohim Ozer Li Adonai Besomche Nafshi. Behold, Elohim is my helper. Hine, look, see, here it is. Hine, Elohim ozer li. Ozer is the helper. Ozer is ozer li. For me, li. For me, ozer li. Hine, Elohim ozer li. Adonai, bitsomchei, nafshi. Adonai, Adonai, the sovereign. Bitsomchei, nafshi. Is for me, for I, as the supporter, the upholder of nafshi, of my psyche. They asked David, they asked David, who told thee this? Who told thee, who told the I this? According to Rav Shimon ben Pazi, David replied, when I was in the womb of Amy, of my mother, Eitan, the Ezrahite, prophesied that Elohim would say,
would say of me, even according to the words from Psalm 89, Hebraic, the 21st verse, Psalm 89, 21, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. I have found David, David my servant. And with my holy oil have I anointed. With my holy oil I have anointed him. Matati David avdi be shemen kadishi ne shachetiyo ne shachetiv ne shachetiyo matati David avdi be shemen kadishi ne shachetiyo. I have found David my servant. Matati David avdi with my holy Isla oil, be shemen kadeshi, be shemen kadeshi, with the shemen kadeshi, my holy oil, have I anointed him, me shachetiyo, I've messiahed him, me shachetiyo, matati David abdi, be shemen kadeshi, me shachetiyo. Hence, hear. Adonai, Adonai is for me, for I, as the upholder of my soul. Adonai, bisomke nafshi. Adonai, Adonai, bisomke nafshi. The upholder, as the upholder. The Hebrew here is idiomatic and more accurately reproduced by this translation than by the RV, the Revised Version, which reads, is of them that uphold my soul. More accurately translated here today's psalm as the upholder. Adonai bitsomke nafshi, of my soul, my psyche, of she, nafshi. On the other hand, some translate as the great upholder of the soul. Bitsomke nafshi, bitsomke nafshi. The sense is not that Ha'el, Hayo, the true good, the true God, the power, Ha'elohim, is the support of the psalmist among many others, but the sense here Hebraically is that he is so in the supremest, in his supremacy degree, the highest degree, that he, even he who be Adonai, sums up in himself the qualities of a class, the class of helpers. Thus, hence, here, Adonai, bisomke nafshi, 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 nafshi.
מזמור נון דלת למנצח בנגינות משכיל לדוד, בבוא הזיפים ויומרו לשאול, הלא דוד מסתתר עמנו. אלוהים בשמך הושיעני, ובי גבורתך תדינני.
Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them.
Selah.
Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies.
So, we always need more chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is our tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big. And you have to understand that the other side knows the Sitra Achra, the Satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it. The other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second Brachos, that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, tefillah, this is tefillah. This is prayer. Stands at the height of what? But it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely, I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel that Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that Hashem.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as...
Barku et Yahuaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melek Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. U'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be thee, I, Adonai, who gives Ha-Torah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
John!
Blessings of the Torah before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Benutan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Ata Yahweh No Tainha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Giver of the Torah.
I say greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty I, Haile Selassie I, the First of Ethiopia. Anna, and well we... I say greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty I, Haile Selassie I, the First of Ethiopia. Anna, and well wishes and favor.
Joy, joy, and I light, and I be a testament to the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no read up your Bible.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
The second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, called Exodus. Exodus chapter 21. Here, from the Sefer Shemot, from the book of the name,
book of the name,
book of the name,
book of the name,
book of the name. Here, 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 Shema'a Yisrael. Here, 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 give ear, Yisrael. Here,
Rael, here, Rael, here, Rael, here, Rael.
Here for the 18th Rastafari sabbatical study. Here for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
We have Mishpatim. Mishpatim, Chavarim. Mishpatim.
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 Judgment.
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 Here for this 18th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong for Shabbat Mishpatim. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 21. Here from the Sefer Shemot, from the book of the name.
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 Hebrew first words. Here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah.
Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah.
For this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim. Sabbath,
Sabbath,
judgment,
Sabbath,
judgment,
Sabbath,
judgment,
Sabbath,
judgment,
judgment,
judgment. Ve'ele ha mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. Now these the judgments which thou shalt set before them. Hear, 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 Shema'a Yisrael. Hebrew first words here, Exodus chapter 21, the law, ha Torah. The second item, the judgments, the mishpatim, ha mishpatim, the judgments, master and servant. Ve'ele ha mishpatim, asher tasim, lifnehem. Now these are the ordinances, ha mishpatim, the judgments, ha mishpatim, the ordinances. Asher, that which that Asher Tasim, to set lifneihem before them, before their presences and their perceptions. If thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing, if he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife, Ishto, his onset shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, Aisha, Aishat, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or to the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Wehigisho Adonayo Elaha Elohim. Then his master shall bring him to Elohim, to Ha Elohim, to the Elohim, to the judges. With he gisho Elaha Delet. And shall bring him to the Delet, Ha Delet, to the Delet, to the door. With he gisho Elaha Delet, or Elaha Muzza, or Elha Mizuza, Elha Mizuza, or to the doorpost. With Ratza Adonayo Ella Azno Ba Marzea, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl. Wayavado le olam. Wa evado, and he shall serve. Wa evado le olam, and he shall serve him forever, and he shall serve him for ever. And if a master sell his daughter to be a maid servant, she shall not go out as the men servants do. If she please not her master who hath betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. To sell her to a strange nation, he shall have no power, seeing he hath dealt deceitfully with her. And if he have betrothed her to his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage shall he not diminish. And if he do not these three to her, then shall she go out free without money. The law, HaTorah, the second item, HaMishpotim, the judgments, the ordinances, injuries to the person. Verse 12. He that smiteth the man so that he die, he shall be surely put to death. And if a man lied or lay not in wait, but Elohim deliver into his hand, then I will appoint thee a place whitherwhere he shall flee. But if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with guile, thou shalt take him from mine altar, that he may die. And if he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death, and he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And if men strive together and one smite another with a stone or with fist, and he die not, but keepeth his bed, if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be quit. Only he shall pay the loss of his time, and shall cause to be thoroughly healed.
And hear, Shema Israel, hear, Yavir. Here for the Shani Aliyah. Here for the second Aliyah, the offering. Here for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments. Here picking up with the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 21. Here at verse 20 for the Shani, for the second reading of offering Aliyah for this Shabbat Mishpatim. Wiki Yakeh. Ish etta avdo o etta amato ba shevet u meita tachata yado nakoma ye natam. And if a man smiteth his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall be surely punished. Wiki yake isha etta avdo, if a man smite his bondman, wiki yake isha etta avdo, or etta imato, or his bondwoman, imato, ba shevet, with a rod, ba shevet. Who meita tachata yado, and die under his hand. Who meit tachat yado, nakoma yinakam, he shall surely be punished. Nakom yinakam. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, strike for strike. And if a man smite the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he smite out his manservant's tooth or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. If an ox gore a man or a woman that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten. But the owner of the ox quit. But if the ox were used to push with his horn in time past, and it hath been testified to his owner, and he hath not kept him in, but that he hath killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him, whether he hath gored a son or hath gored a daughter, according to this judgment shall it be done to him. If the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit and not cover it, and an ox or an ass fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make good, give money to the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. And if one man's ox hurt another's that he die, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money of it, and the dead also they shall divide. Or if it be known that the ox hath used to push in time past, and his owner hath not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 22, the law, HaTorah. Second item, HaMishpatim, the Mishpatim, the judgments, rights of property. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it. He shall restore 5 oxen for an ox, and 4 sheep for a sheep. If a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, no blood, 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 no blood. If the sun be risen upon him, blood for him. He should make full restitution. If he have no thing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the theft be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai, lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav, zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho, kabed et avicha ve'et immecha, lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. Right here for the Shalishi, Aliyah, here for the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering here for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, Shabbat Ha Mishpatim, Sabbath the judgments. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the Sefer, the Book of the Names, Exodus chapter 22, here at verse 5 in the KJV, King James Version, for the Shalishi, Aliyah, for the third reading, the third Aliyah, third up offering here for this Shabbat, Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, corresponding here in the Masoretic Hebrew, here in the Chumash, to verse 4 in the Hebrew, for the Shalishi, Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, Sabbath ordinances. Here, picking up with Exodus chapter 22 in the Masoretic Hebrew from the Sefer Shemot, verse 4, corresponding to the King James Version, Exodus chapter 22, verse 5. Ki yav'er ish sade o karema wi shilach etta bi'iro ua bi'era. Bia sedeya achera meitav sadehu ua meitav karmo yishalem. If a man shall cause a field or vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his beast, and shall feed in another man's field, of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard, shall he make restitution? Ki yav'er ish sadeh o kerem v'shilach etta bi'eiro. If a man cause a field or vineyard to be eaten, yav'er ish sadeh o. If a man cause a field or yav'er ish sadeo kherem v'shilach etta bi'iro, or vineyard to be eaten, and shall let his beast loose, u bi'era bi'a sadeya achir me'av sadehu, and shall let his beast loose, and it feed in another man's field. In another man's field, or be era be sedei achir meyatav sadehu, of the best of his own field and of the best of his own vineyard, or meyatav karmo yishalem, shall he make restitution. Yishalem. Yishalem. Shall he make shalem, restitution, make peace, restitution. If fire break out and catch in thorns so that the stacks of corn or the standing corn or the field be consumed therewith, he that kindleth the fire shall surely make restitution. If a man shall deliver to his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief, the thief be found, let him make him pay double. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought to the judges, shall be brought to the Elohim to see whether he hath put his hand to his neighbor's, to his neighbor's goods. Im lo yemate ha ganav we nikrav ba'alaha bayita ilaha Elohim. Im lo shalach yado bia me leketa re'ehu. If the thief, the thief be not found, im lo yemate ha ganav, then the master of the house shall come near to the Elohim, shall come near to the judges, the Elohim. We nikrav ba'ala habayita ilaha Elohim, to see whether he hath put his hand to his neighbor's goods. Im lo shalach yado bia milaketa ra'ehu. For all men of trespass, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, for any manner of lost king, for any manner of lost thing, which another challengeth to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges. The cause of both parties shall come before Ha Elohim, the Elohim, and whom the judges, whom Ha Elohim, the Elohim, shall condemn, he shall pay double to his neighbor.
Neighbor, 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 neighbor.
For every manner of trespass, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, any manner of lost thing. Al kol davara pesha'a ala shor ala hamor hamor. Al hamor, al se, al salma, al kolaha beda, asher yomar kiyuhu ze, ad ha Elohim yavo, devar she nehem, asher yar shiun Elohim, yeshaleima she naim li re'ehu. For every manner of trespass, whether it be for ox, ad kol devara pesha'a, ala shor, for ass, ala chamor, al chamor, for ass, al se, for sheep, ala samla, for raiment, ala kol eveda, asher yomar kihu ze, or for any manner of lost thing, whereof one saith, Asher Yomar, Kihu Ze, this is it. Kihu Ze, for he it this. Kihu Ze, this is it. The cause of both parties shall come before Ha Elohim. Ad Ha Elohim Yabo, Devara Shenehem. Asher yarash una Elohim yishalema shenayim le'ra'ayhu. He whom Ha Elohim shall condemn shall pay double to his neighbor. If a man deliver to his neighbor an ass or an ox or a sheep or any beast to keep, and it die or be hurt or driven away, no man seeing, then shall an oath of Yahuwah of Jehovah be between them both. that he hath not put his hand to his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make good. And if it be stolen from him, he shall make restitution to the owner thereof. If it be torn in pieces, then let make him bring it witness. He shall not make good that which was torn. And if a man borrow aught of his neighbor, and it be hurt or die, the owner thereof being not with it, he shall surely make it good. If the owner thereof be with it, he shall not make good. If it be an hired thing, it came for his hire. And here, the law, HaTorah, the second item, the judgments, HaMishpotim, the Mishpotim, the judgments, the ordinances, HaMishpotim, the judgments, crimes against humanity. Here, verse 16, crimes against humanity, verse 16. And if a man entice a maid that is not betrothed, and lie and lay sexually with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife, Ishto, his Eshet, Oset. If her father utterly refuse to give her to him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins. Thou, the eye, shall not suffer a witch to live. Whosoever layeth sexually with a beast shall surely be put to death. He that sacrifices, God, Elohim, save, except to Jehovah only. He shall be utterly destroyed. He shall be utterly downstroyed. Zobeach la Elohim. Yahorama biltia la Yahuwah levado. He that sacrificeth to the gods, to Elohim, save except to Yahuwah Jehovah only, shall be utterly destroyed. Zoveach la Elohim Yahorim. Zobeach la Elohim Yahorim Bilti la Yahua Levado Thou the eye shalt not neither vex a stranger. Thou the eye shalt neither vex a stranger, nor oppress, nor downpress him. For y'all were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim. Ye all shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If thou, the eye, afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all to I will surely hear their cry. And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. If thou lend money to any of my people, that is, poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as a usurer. Neither shalt thou lay upon him usury, lending money at interest. If thou, the eye, at all take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt deliver it to him by that the sun goeth down. For that is his covering only, it is his raiment for his skin. Wherein shall he sleep? And it shall come to pass when he crieth to me, when he crieth to I, that I will hear him. For I, gracious, ki yahi kesuto levada, ki simalato leoro bame yishkav, wehaya ki yitzaaka helai, weh. Shamaiti ki hanunani. If thou at all take thy neighbor's garment, to pledge, thou shalt restore it to him by that the sun goeth down. For that is his only covering. It is his garment for his skin. Wherein shall he sleep? Wherein shall he sleep? And it shall come to pass, wahaya when he crieth to me, when he crieth to I, kia yitza'aka helai, that I will hear with shama'iti, for I am gracious. Ki hanun ani. Ki hanun ani. Ani, 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 ani.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear ye here, Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, hear ye here, give ear for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgments. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 22, here at verse 28, here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the Sefer, the Book of the Names, Exodus chapter 22, here at verse 28, for the Revi'i, here for the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah, fourth reading here, fourth of offering for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgments. Elohim, lo, tikalel, with Nasi bi amika lo taor taor taor. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people, of the I people. Elohim lo tikalel wi nasi bi amika lo taor. Thou shalt not revile Elohim, the true good, the true God. Elohim lo tikalel. Thou shalt not revile the Elohim. Thou shalt not revile Elohim, the judges. Elohim lo tikalel. We nasi bi amika lo taor. Nor curse a ruler of thy people. The nasi we nasi. And the ruler we nasi bi amika lo taor. Nor curse a ruler of thy people. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquors. The firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give to I, shalt thou give to me. Likewise shalt thou do with thine oxen, with thy sheep. 7 days it shall be with his dam, with his mother. On the eighth day thou shalt give it me, thou shalt give it I. And ye and yom shall be holy men, set apart men to me. Neither shall ye y'all eat flesh torn of beasts in the field. Ye y'all shall cast it to the dogs. The dogs, the dogs, the dogs. Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear, Yisrael. Hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 23. Lo, 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 tisa, lo tisa, shema'a, shav, ala, taset, yadika, aim, rasha, lihiyota, aid, hamas. Thou shalt not rise a false report. Lo, tisa, shema'a, shav. Thou shalt not raise a false report, nor put thine hand with the wicked. Al taseta yadika, aim, rasha. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Lihiyot aid, hamas. Thou shalt not utter a false report. Lo, tisa, shema'a, shav. Put not thy hand, thy yad, with the wicked, with the ratchet. Allah, tasheta yadika, aim, rasha. To be an unrighteous witness. Lihiyota, aid, hamas. To be a witness of violence. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to evil, neither shall thou to I speak in a cause to decline after many to rest, to wrestle judgment. Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause. If I meet thine enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again. If I see the ass of him that hateth thee lying under his burden and wouldest forbear to help him, thou shalt surely help with him. And hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear for the Hamishi. Here for the Hamishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgment. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 23, here at verse 6, for the Hamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering up here for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgments. Here from the Sefer Shemot, Hebrew book of Exodus 23, and 6. Lo tate mishpat evyonika. Lo tate mishpat evyonika. Di rivo. Lo tate mishpat evyonika. Di rivo. Thou, the eye, shalt not wrestle the judgment of thy poor in his cause. Lo tate mishpat evyonika derivo. The eye thou shall not wrestle the judgment of thy poor evyonika derivo in his cause. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked, the ratchet. And thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. Also, thou shalt not oppress, thou shalt not downpress a stranger. For y'all know the heart of a stranger, seeing y'all were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Ha Torah, the Torah, the law. Second item, ha Mishpatim, the judgments. The Mishpatim, the judgments, the land and Hashabbat and the Sabbath. Verse 10. And 6 years thou shalt sow thy land and shalt gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year thou shalt make it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard. With thy olive yard. 6 days thou shalt do thy walk. 6 days thou shalt do thy work. And on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all that I have said to you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other Elohim, of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. The three national feasts, unleavened bread, first fruits in gathering. Verse 14. 3 times thou shalt keep a feast to me, to I, in the year, in the Shana. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, I, in the time and the hour appointed of the month of the moon Abib. For in it thou camest me Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, and no one shall appear before me, before I empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which that thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field, 3 times, in the year, all thy males shall appear. All thy males shall appear before Ha Adon Yahuwah. Ella Pene. Ella Pene. Ha Adon Yahuwah shall appear before the Adon, Adon, Yahuwah Jehovah. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning, until the bokeh. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house, the bait of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt not seize a kid in his mother's milk.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. Lots of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Sheishi, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Sheishi, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah, hear for the six up offering, six reading, hear for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Ha Mishpatim, Sabbath. The judgments, Sabbath judgments. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here at Exodus chapter 23, here at verse 20, for the Sheishi, here for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth reading of offering up here for this Shabbat, Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments. Instructions and promises and yea and amens concerning the conquest of the land. Hear, Shema Yisrael, Exodus chapter 23, here at verse 20, for the Sheishi Ali. Hine Anoki, Sholeach Malak, Le'efaneka, Lishamarika, Badarek, Wi'la Hevieka, Illa Hamakom Asherah, Hekinoti. Behold, Hine, behold, I send an angel before thee. I, Hine, Anoki, Sholeach, Malak. Behold, I send an Malak, an angel. Lifaneka, before the eye, in the eye face, in the eye perception, in thy presence, before the eye. Hine, Anoki, Sholeach, Malak. Lifaneka. Lishamarika badarek, to keep the eye in the way. Lishamarika badarek, in the darek, badarek. Lishamarika badarek. With la hevieka ilhamakom, and to bring the eye into the place, to bring the eye into the place. With la hebieka, with la hebieka, to bring the eye il hamakom, to the makom, il hamakom, ashera hekinoti, that I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice, obey his vocal. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name in him. Hishamer miya panayo, ushma bi kolo, ala tamera bawa, ki lo, yisa le, fisha ekema ki, shmi bi kerbo, take heed of him. Hishamer mi panayo, and hearken to his voice. Ushma bikolo. Be not rebellious against him. Ala tamer bau. Be not rebellious. Tamer, al tamer bo. Be not rebellious against him. Ki aloa yisa le fisha ekem. For he will not pardon. For he will not pardon fisha ekem, your transgression. Ki shimi bikarbo. For my name, ki shimi, for shimi, my name, ki shimi, bikarbo, is in him. But if the eye shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to thine enemies and an adversary to thine, to the eye, adversaries. Ki im shamoa tishma bikolo. We asita kol asher e daver we a yavti eta oyeveka we esarti eta zorareka. For mine angel shall go before thee, the eye, and bring thee, the eye, into the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Ki yelek, ki yelek, malaki, for mine angel shall go before thee. Ki yelek, malaki, lifaneka, for mine angel, mine malak, malaki, ki yelek, malaki, lifaneka. Where hevieka, and bring thee, the eye, to the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, their Elohim, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou, the eye, shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. And ye and y'all shall serve Yahuwah, your Elohim, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee, from the midst of the eye. Wa e baditema eti Yahuwah. Elohekem, ua berak, uverak, eta lachimeka, we eta meameka, wa he siroti machala mi kerbeka, and ye and y'all shall serve Yahuwah, Jehovah, y'all Elohim. Wa e avaditem eti Yahuwah Elohekem, and he will bless thy bread, uverak eta lachmeka, and thy water eta meyameka, and I will take sickness away from the midst of the eye. Wa he siroti machala mi karbeka,
there's a lot of work to be done. Oh gosh, in the promised land.
He's the only King of Kings. yeah. Conquering lion of Judah, triumphantly we all must sing. Yeah, we'll search and search.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Yes, I. The chapel, the sanctuary, right here. Shabbat Tov, a good strong 7 Sunday service, first day service beginning right now, fulfilling this 18th sabbatical right here. Stay tuned, call and call in. Check out the live stream. Rastafari Israelites, yes, sir.